W, K and 4, BWA.
Check the big, huge Force 12 antenna before we put it up on Saturday.
You say you put it up on Saturday?
Saturday.
All right. Now, you gonna put it on top of that tall tower of yours?
At a friend's place, Nancy. Up at Nancy Mountain, friend's place.
Okay. Okay. Is that like, I'm not familiar with that one. Is that like a beam?
Steve, I kind of lost you a little bit. Try it again.
With that one, is that like a beam?
It's a very large beam. Force 12 does 10 through 20, all the bands, 10 through 20. It's a big beam.
50-footer, 50-60-foot?
42 feet. The longest elements are around 42 feet, the 20 meters, 21 or 22 feet per side.
Wow. That's cool. That's cool. So is he on a tilt-over or are you going to climb?
Climber coming. I'm not going to be climbing. But we got a climber coming and we'll put it up with a chin pull.
Well, I knew you wouldn't be climbing. By the way, now how are you doing, bud?
Arm's healing up, getting better every day. Got to get out at the point or very close. I go to the doctor Monday. I'm sure he's going to let me start, working it a little bit more than I have been.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to tell you, like I told a friend of mine, a buddy of mine I went to high school with, was riding a bicycle he just bought over in Easley on some of those, they call them doodle trails over there in Easley, and he does not remember what he hit, but he hit something and went over the handlebars, and he fractured C6, C7, and T1 in his neck, just came real close to getting himself paralyzed. So, with that, I'm going to tell you, we don't bounce like we used to, bud.
No given. I got, every time I do something, I get more metal added to my body, so I'll probably calm down for a little while.
It'd be a bad thing, but do try to stay in shape, because there's an old saying, like with arthritis, hey, use it or lose it. And I'm trying to keep mine going just as long as I can.
I've had rheumatoid arthritis for a long time, and that's why I get up and keep moving every day, because if you don't, you get rusty.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Now, are you 65 yet?
I'm 62. I'll be 62 in November. No, not yet.
That's what I was thinking. See, I'll be 65 in October, and man, I tell you what, 2019 and going into this year, I can feel it.
Bones getting a little bit older and what have you. But it is what it is. Speaking of Rusty, I heard Rusty on the radio this morning. I hadn't heard him in a long time. I heard him on the radio this morning, but I didn't have a chance to say hello to him. He's been in hiding, I guess.
Well, he was on there yesterday and the day before I talked to him. He seems to be doing well. I think he's got a little bit of cabin fever. You know, everybody sheltering in place and all that good stuff. But he's doing okay. I'm surprised he's not on here today.
CPA.
Oh, Bob, there went the neighborhood for sure. What's up, David?
Oh, I'm just headed to the open.
Popped in and out of the repeater, bud. Dropped out.
Oh, I said I'm headed to the luncheon.
Hey, Bob, if you're still there, on the first Tuesday of each month, there's about 12 or 14 of us from high school graduated back in 73, we get together at Charlie's Barbecue for lunch. And we got our lunch today. You talk about a bunch of geezers. it's pretty bad. Hey, David, I brought 2 6-foot tables and a few chairs.
Yeah, I brought a chair.
Well, good. You still there, Bob?
What do you guys do? Set up a 6-foot perimeter in the parking lot?
You don't have to worry about setting up a perimeter. We're so old and ugly, man, that it's just kind of a given. Nobody comes over and messes with us. Nobody wants to be seen in public with us.
We'll blame them for that. And good morning, David, ND7J. How you doing?
Bob, what you been up to? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Same old thing, working a little bit and that kind of stuff. And went up to Fred's place this morning to just go over the antenna one more time. We're going to put his antenna up Saturday. So I went over there with Dave K4SV, and we went over the whole antenna. Made sure everything's tight. Check the SWR on it. Looks like we're pretty good. We're going to throw it up and see what happens Saturday.
Hey, Bob, do you try to check that SWR before it goes up?
What?
Well, no, I know some people, you know, depending on the minerals in the soil, they don't bother with checking the SWR until they actually get it up there.
On it right, you need to get it, you know, 7, 8, 9 feet off the ground. We did not have that luxury to be able to do that, so we checked it to kind of see where it's at, 4 feet off the ground, and that'll kind of give us an idea if we're close or if we're way out. So if we were way out, I would have made some adjustments, but we're close, and we'll see what happens when we get it, you know, up there and go from there, but I think we're probably pretty close.
Yeah, I wasn't questioning the way that you guys do things. I'm just trying to learn a little something. I thought maybe you had a little pearl of wisdom for me. Yep, that's up. That sounds good.
Bob's always got a pearl of wisdom.
You've got us a pearl of wit.
But no, I checked mine before I put mine up too, and all of them, you know, I've always checked them to see where they're at. You know, if you put the antenna together according to the instructions and all the measurements, you should be pretty close, and that's more or less what I was verifying today. Yeah.
You're not like quite like David. David doesn't have pearls of wisdom. He has pearls of wit.
I don't know if I have pearls of wisdom or just more like marbles of experience.
Wait a minute. Let me rephrase that. David is just full of wit.
David?
Well, on that note, my oldest grandson, he's in the first grade, and they were doing rhyming words, and they started with words like hit and, you know, words that rhyme with hit. Well, he came out with the S word. My daughter said, yes, that rhymes with hit, but we don't say that word. I could have died.
Well, it rhymed. I mean, you know.
When my son was in the fourth grade, his fourth grade teacher asked me to come in the next morning before class started so she could talk to me. I got in there and said, Miss White, what's the problem? She says, well, Mr. Wilder, he's a good kid. He studies hard. He does try hard. But he just can't call me a dipstick in class in front of everybody. That was back in the days of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Let me make sure I got it. Yeah, when I was real, real young, my mom and dad, I was in church with my mom and dad. Back in the day, you know, the nuns all dressed in the black habits. So when I was in church, sitting there in the pew, my mom and dad, brother, and the nuns came in, and I turned around and saw all them nuns coming in them black habits, and blurted out right in the middle of church, "Oh, Mom, look at the ghosts are here!"
And I bet that those nuns didn't even miss a step. They just kept right on going. They probably heard it all. This mountain you're talking about? Ah, what's the name of it? Okay. Is it on the road where you go from Highway 11 up over the mountain into Roslyn? Didn't quite copy. Try that again.
It is up yonder.
Ah, okay. All right. Another one of those pearls of wisdom there, Dave. Take it away, Dave.
Yonder is just a relative term. So, anywho. All right, well, I'm sitting here at Wade Hampton in South Buncombe. I'll be on 14 in a minute.
All right, well, I'm getting off of 85 onto the airport exit to get on 14. And I'll be at Charlie's here in about probably 3 minutes, 3-4 minutes. So come on, bud. Well, Dave, Bob, I'm gonna go ahead and check on out of here. You be careful up on the mountain now, bud. I don't want to hear about you rolling down. I'll say 73 to both of you, and I'll see you over there, David. So KN4 BWA. I'll be clear after y'all's final.
I'll be a few more minutes. Hey, Bob, you want to go to the other frequency?
Yeah, anybody? Very choppy.
Play. Bob, he said, do you want to go to the other frequency? He just disappeared up in the hills up there, bud. It's tough over there towards Roslyn. I'll see you over there. Clear?
Well, Bob, jump back in there if you can get the repeater there in a minute. CBA mobile.